Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. To worship Lord Krishna, Maharaj Ambarish, along with his queen, who was equally qualified, observed the vow of Ekadasi and Dadasi for 1 year. Purport. To observe Ekadasi Vrata and Dadasi Vrata means to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness must observe Ekadasi Vrata regularly. Maharaj Ambarish's queen was equally as qualified as the king. Therefore, it was possible for Maharaj Ambarish to engage his life in household affairs. In this regard, the word Tulla Silaya is very significant. Unless a wife is equally as qualified as her husband, household affairs are very difficult to continue. Chanaka Pandit advises that a person in such a situation should immediately give up household life and become a vanaprastha sannyasi. Mata jasya grihe nasti bharja chapriya bhadini arannam tena gantyabhyam jatharannam tatha griham. A person who has no mother at home and whose wife is not agreeable with him should immediately go away to the forest, because human life is meant for spiritual advancement only. One's wife must be helpful in this endeavor. Otherwise there is no need of household life. Mukam karati vachalam pangur langhayate gring jat kripa tamaham mande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya saram namo vishnu padaye. Hare Krishna. So it's the beginning of the ninth canto. So in this chapter, the episode of famous Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni has been explained. But today's verse explains the quality of Ambarish Maharaj and his wife as a grihastha, as a household. So 2 points have been explained in the purport very clearly by Srila Prabhupada. That importance of observing vrata in our spiritual advancement, it is very, very important. Prabhupada said that the purpose of vrata or austerity is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And other point, Prabhupada is explaining the signs of household life. What is the meaning of household life? So we'll also discuss that at the end. So according to the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita, 3 things are very important for household life, not only household life, any ashram. So these are called yajna, dana and tapa. These are 3 most important aspects of a devotee in Krishna consciousness. Whether he is a brahmachari, or a grihastha, or vanaprastha, or a sannyasi. These things are very common. This has to be practiced. The first is yajna. So yajna means sacrifice, most commonly known as fire sacrifice. But in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, there is no other sacrifice has been recommended. The chanting of the holy name is recommended. So whether one is a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, they should chant the holy name of the Lord and engage himself in the sankirtan yajna. That is very, very important. Second is dana, charity. Charity is a very prominent dharma of the grihasthas. And also the brahmacharis, vanaprastha and sannyasi. But for the grihasthas, charity of the wealth, whatever they have, is very, very important. Because out of these 4 ashrams, only grihastha is supposed to earn. Other 3 aspects of the ashramas, means brahmacharis, sannyasis and vanaprasthas, they are not supposed to earn money. And grihastha is the only ashram who are allowed to earn money. Why? Because this ashram is very, very responsible ashram, where they have a lot of duties to perform. And one of the main important duty is to maintain other ashrams, including their ashram. For that you need to earn money. And earning money is a big endeavor. But in the process of earning money, what happens, you develop a quality which is not so favorable. More you get, more you want to get. That is called greed. And that is not so favorable in Krishna consciousness. And the earning money involves so many processes and so many things which are not so favorable in Krishna consciousness. So the money, whatever you earn in this material world, is not pure, ashuddhya. So therefore, it has to be purified. Just like our mind is contaminated, mind has to be purified. Manoshuddhi. So how we can purify our mind? By chanting the holy name of the Lord. In that way, manoshuddhi takes place. We purify our mind. Then khadya shuddhi, we eat. So you say we are vegetarian, but we are not vegetarian. Vegetarian food is also not shuddhya. So that food also has to be purified, and for that we offer the food to the Lord. And in that process, our food is also purified. We honor Krishna Prasadam. So how everything gets purified? In connection with the Supreme Lord. So in the same way, artha, money also can be purified when it is engaged in the service of the Lord. In one of the purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada makes a very strong statement. People may think it's impractical, but Prabhupada makes a very strong statement. A grihastha should earn money only for two purposes. First purpose is to serve the Lord, and second purpose is to serve the devotees. Nothing else. So earning money is good, provided it is properly used. And how the contamination of lobha can be reduced in our heart? When we start giving charity. So from charity, detachment develops. Because everything belongs to the Lord. How we can realize that? We can give philosophy, but that has to be practiced. My dear Lord, everything belongs to you, no problem. But how you are practicing that philosophy? So there is a story that in Satyayuga or in fully Vedic system, whatever people used to earn, they used to give everything to Krishna. Because everybody was Brahmana, no need of bank account. Even the Brahmanas, if they are Grihasthas, they don't need bank account. So other ashrams don't need anyway. But in Kali Yuga, everybody has bank account. Why? Because whatever they used to earn, whatever they need, they use it, and balance they used to give it in charity. In that way, they are completely depending on Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was there, I think in India, one of his disciples came, Prabhupada, there is a nice picture of a yogi. What he is doing is not touching any money, very detached. So Prabhupada said, I am not that kind of yogi. So please bring all the money. So I'll hold that money and take a picture. Because I know how to engage the money in the service of the Lord. Not touching money is not the goal of our life. So one day, Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, in his room, so some respected people came to see him, and Prabhupada was counting money. The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, counting money. And when they came in, Prabhupada was so absorbed in counting, he said, please wait. So they are waiting and seeing, his Swami is counting money. After counting was over, Prabhupada called his secretary. He said, this is for Mayapur, this is for Vrindavan, this is for Bombay. Everything gone, again bigger. So this is called sannyasi. So everything is engaged in the service of the Lord. In Satyajugata is like that. But as time progressed, quality of charity reduces. So what they did? They started throwing the money in the sky. Just to explain the character. So, and they used to draw a circle on the ground. Whatever falls inside the circle is for God. And whatever falls outside of the circle is for me. So as time progressed further, the circle has become a straight line. So they used to throw money. Whatever falls on the right hand side is for God. And whatever falls on the left hand side is for me. But modern society is more advanced. They throw the money in the sky and they tell God, my dear God, whatever you catch is yours. Whatever falls on the ground is for me. Because people don't want to give. In Kali Yuga, people like to accumulate more and more. They think accumulating money is a source of happiness. Because if you give, problem. It really painful in the heart. So there was a lady in India. So this lady used to think, we are earning money so in a hard way, and these sadhus, they come and beg and enjoy their life. They don't have to work so hard. Even in India, I don't know here in the West or not, they come and they ask those who are wearing saffron, this and that. So what do you do? Just I see, just you only dance and eat. Nothing else you can sleep. What do you do whole day? So they think that unless you earn money, there is no meaning of life. So this lady used to think, we are working so hard to earn money, why you have to give it to the sadhus? But her husband was little charitable. So one day, she thought that I'll teach a lesson to sadhu, that no sadhu will come to my house. What she did, one day one sadhu came, and she entered into her kitchen, traditional Indian kitchen. They used to cook in a different way, not with gas. So there was so much ash in her kitchen. So she thought, I'll give some ash today to this man, to this sadhu, then he'll not come again to my house. So she entered into the kitchen, took some ash and gave it to the sadhu. And sadhu smiled. Thank you very much. So I'll come again tomorrow. So she got frustrated. My plan didn't work. He said, why are you so happy? He said, till yesterday, you never gave anything. But from today, you started the practice of giving. So today you are giving me ash. Tomorrow, definitely you'll give me cash. So you have to start charity. Charity means giving. So through the process of giving, we develop detachment and be free from the bad quality of greed. And also our money or wealth, whatever is there, gets purified. Separate from giving wealth, there is another kind of charity, charity of Krishna consciousness. Vidya Danam. We have to give Krishna Bhakti. We have to give Krishna consciousness. Whether you are a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, that charity is most important charity. Bhurida Janaha, in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained, who is most charitable, who gives Krishna to others. That is very, very important. So everybody should be engaged in teaching Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India. He was in the house of Kurma Brahmin. And Kurma Brahmin said, Mahaprabhu, I am too much affected by this fire of family life. I don't want to stay in house. I want to give up family life. I want to travel with you. So Mahaprabhu said, I don't like this idea. You stay at home. And what you do? You do two things. Nirantar Krishna Nam. Always chant the holy name of the Lord. And preach Krishna consciousness. If you do these two activities, then you can experience my presence all the time. So these are two important dharma of the household devotees in Kali Yuga. As instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should chant the holy name and give the holy name to others. Means Sankirtan Jagya and charity. Then, third one is tapa, tapasya, austerity. People think, oh, austerity is for the brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, sannyasis. Why austerity for the grihasthas? Austerity is the foundation of bhakti. So if there is no austerity, we cannot purify our existence. What is the purpose of austerity? Purpose of austerity is to purify our body, purify our mind. Unless our body and mind is purified, it is very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness and experience Krishna in our life. So therefore, austerity is very, very important. What is the meaning of austerity? To go through the trouble of the body and mind voluntarily. So Dhruva Maharaj went through a lot of austerity. You know the story of Dhruva Maharaj. In 6 months of austerity, Krishna appeared in front of him. Because what he did, last month, previously he used to take some fruits, then leaves, then water. Then he said, drinking water is also too much. He used to take maybe once in 9 days, something like that. So they said, no, I'll not take water also. So what I'll take, I'll take only air. Then after 1 month, he said, I'm doing so much sense gratification. I am eating air. So what he did, he stopped taking air. And because when he stopped taking air, the whole system in the universe got choked up. Everybody is feeling uncomfortable because they cannot breathe. Because whole thing is in the body of Dhruva Maharaj. Then Krishna had no other choice to appear before him. So that was the level of austerity Dhruva Maharaj did. But in Kali Yuga, that kind of austerity is not possible. But some level of austerity has to be done. And what kind of austerity, which is recommended by the founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada gives very simple example of austerity which you should go through every day. And he gives a beautiful example of austerity of cooking in summer in India. Because in summer, it is very hot, and to cook in summer in the kitchen is already hot. And weather is also hot. So if you cook in hot season, that is an austerity. And Prabhupada gives another example of bathing in winter, early in the morning. That is also an austerity. Getting up early in the morning is an austerity. Prabhupada is one of the purport is telling the austerity in Kali Yuga is chanting the holy name of the Lord, following four regulative principles, and take only Krishna Prasad. That is also austerity. Only prasad. We take so many other things also. So, doing austerity in Kali Yuga is difficult. But some level of austerity has to be undertaken. So here, the austerity of Ekadasi Vrata has been explained. Prabhupada in the purport is explaining that we should perform this Ekadasi Vrata regularly. It's very, very important to advance in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada sometimes gives the example of observing Janmashtami Vrata, Gauru Purnima, Radhashtami. So different vratas have been given where we fast. So I was giving lecture recently in one of the house program, in Sangha program. Somebody said, Prabhuji, festival, why fasting? Why we cannot eat? What is the science behind it? So I tried to explain whatever I understood. I said, I was hearing because Krishna is appearing. There is so much joy to celebrate the birthday. Too much to prepare for his appearance. So no time to cook. And no time for other things. So therefore, they feel, those who are devotees of Krishna, they feel eating, cooking for myself is a waste of time today. Better to absorb. But our absorption in somewhere else, when 12 o'clock will come, right? So when prasadam will come? Because in Kali Yuga, undertaking bodily discomforts is very, very difficult. But we have to do certain basic level. Because when Brahma was born, and Brahma was moving from the navel to up, and he was moving up and down, could not understand what's going on. Brahma. Then he heard from Vishnu, Krishna, tapa. So you do austerity. Because from austerity, you get the vision, spiritual vision. Sense gratification covers our vision. Austerity of the body and mind opens up the spiritual vision. Very important. So that's why it is very, very important to go through some austerity. Even in this material world also, in order to achieve something good, tangible, you have to go through austerity. The students, before exam, they go through a lot of austerity. For the mother to grow the children, very much austere. They have to do so many things. So in order to achieve anything in this world, tangible, we have to go through austerity. But when it comes to achieve Krishna in our life, we start thinking, why is the need of austerity? Prabhuji, Krishna is very merciful. Why so much austerity is needed? Because that is the foundation. Enjoying senses and withdrawing the senses. These are two aspects. So if you want to be into this material existence, you can engage the senses in the service of your sense gratification. But if we want to be connected with Krishna, then our senses should be connected with Krishna. And that is called tapasya. That is called austerity. Austerity means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. That is called tapasya, tapa. People think austerity means, oh, I'll not eat. So not eating is the goal, is not the goal of our life. If by not eating, if our mind is not going towards Krishna, then what is the point of non-eating? So why upavas means what? The fastings meaning upavas. Upavas means residing next to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the purpose of austerity. Why we do austerity? So that we can come closer to Krishna. If that's not happening, then what is the point of eating? What is the point of not eating? Fasting. Prabhuji, I am fasting. Okay? So, if you are fasting and sleeping all day, what is the point of fasting? Why you are fasting? Because no time for other things. So, if you fast and then only sleep, then the purpose of fasting is lost. What is the purpose of fasting, of austerity? So that we can remember Krishna. That is the purpose of austerity. If that is not achieved, then what is the point? That's why Rupa Goswami says, the essence of all austerity or regulative principle is, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. That is austerity. Austerity of the mind. Austerity of the body is easy. But austerity of the mind is very difficult. Because mind has false ego. And humility is the product of austerity of the mind. Why you have to do austerity of the mind? Because our mind has to become humble. So if by the process of doing austerity you become more proud, then we are not doing austerity. People start thinking, oh, I am a pure devotee of the Lord because I am chanting 64 rounds on Ekadasi, not eating anything. this is that if everything we do in the process of devotional service, if that makes us proud, then that is not austerity. The purpose of austerity is to make us humble. So we should not imitate the great Vaishnavas who did austerity so much. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya also, Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Jai Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So Raghunath Das Goswami is the embodiment of austerity. What he used to do? 22 hours and 30 minutes in a day. He used to do his bhajan. 1.5 hour is for eating, sleeping, all other activities of life. That is Raghunath Das Goswami. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made the limit of austerity so that we always remain humble. We should not think, oh, I am doing so much austerity. Read the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, you will be humble. So austerity is very, very important, but it should be done under the guidance of the spiritual authority. Prabhupada explained in the purport in Dhruva Maharaj's pastime that Dhruva Maharaj could have vision of the Lord face to face not because of his austerity. Why he could have vision of the Lord in front of him? Because he had implicit faith in the words of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. That is important. Why he did that? Because he thought, because it is told by my guru. So we should do that kind of austerity which is pleasing to guru. So it should be given. The purpose of our austerity is not to please our mind. Purpose of austerity is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how do you know he is pleased? When we please the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. That is very, very important. So the focus should be to please the previous acharyas. Focus should be to please Guru. Focus should be to please Krishna. Then purpose of austerity is achieved. So here Ambarish Maharaj is exhibiting that quality of doing austerity along with his wife together. And Prabhupada is mentioning here the quality of a wife. And he's explaining in the purport that wife should be as qualified as the husband. We'll not talk about husband today because we were talking about the wife only. Okay? So always there is a problem talking about whatever Prabhupada is talking, we should talk in that line. So Prabhupada is talking the quality of a wife. There is a complaint always why the quality of wife has to be discussed. Quality of the husband should be discussed also. But here Prabhupada is not mentioning that, so we'll not go in that direction. So where Prabhupada talks about that, we can discuss about that also. So here Prabhupada is talking about that wife should be equally qualified, at least. Then it's possible, Prabhupada is telling here, unless a wife is equally as qualified as her husband, household affairs are very difficult to continue. It's a very important point. This qualification is spiritual qualifications. You have to understand that. So, the cause of this statement is that why people need to enter into Grihastha Ashram? Because the purpose of Grihastha Ashram is to help each other to advance in Krishna consciousness. If that is not happening, then why is the need of household life? Prabhupada is telling that. Because human life is meant for spiritual advancement only, one's wife must be helpful in this endeavor. Otherwise, there is no need of household life. So any ashram What's a brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram? The purpose is to come closer to Krishna. If that is happening, then we are fulfilling the role of that ashram. So that's why foundation is detachment. That's why brahmachari training is given at the beginning. So brahmachari training is a training how to control the senses. Why that training is given? Because that is the foundation of spiritual life. And then also vanaprastha sannyas, same principle. And grihastha ashram, some license is given to enjoy the senses, but in a regulated way. Why is that? Prabhupada said, regulation makes you detached. Regulation is very, very important. Just like people, we always talk about that, why you have to be regulated? Because regulation gives you empowerment. Just like before the flight takes off, it's very regulated, the flight. Because that from regulation, they get the power to take off. So human form of life is like a airplane. So airplane, this body has to be regulated. Then we can take off to the spiritual sky. But if you want to enjoy, no problem. Then we'll be on the land only. We cannot take off. Then we can say, oh, what's the point of taking off? Then you can stay here, no problem. But if you want to take off the flight, the airplane, if they only always move on the road, that you can also do. But that is the best use of the airplane. Because airplane has the capacity to fly. So human form of body has the capacity to fly to the spiritual world. Any other form is not capable to do that. So where from you get that energy, spiritual energy? When you control your senses. That detachment gives you the power, the fuel to take off. So therefore, regulated life is not a life of, oh, regulation, spiritual life, why? Because in order to get something higher, you have to give something lower. That is the purpose. So, grihastha life should be also based on detachment. Because ultimately, whole life should not be grihastha life. What is the purpose of grihastha life? To become vanaprastha. Detached. Some people go directly from brahmacharya life to sannyas life. But the goal of grihastha life is also the same. There is no difference in the goal. Goal is the same. If that is kept into the mind, then there is no problem. But if that is not achieved, if we get married, Prabhupada said, in material mathematics, 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. But in the spiritual mathematics, 1 plus 1 is equal to 11. When you get married, your service to Krishna should get multiplied. If that is happening, that is very favorable. If 1 plus 1 is equal to 11, that's very nice. And there is a lot of advantage of grihastha ashram also. Because that is the only one social ashram. They are social. Brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis are unsocial people. They don't mix with the society. That's why Prabhupada gave so much emphasis on grihastha ashram. Out of 12 Mahajans, 7 Mahajans are from grihastha order. Most of the associates of Lord Chaitanya are grihasthas. But what kind of grihastha? So Srivas Thakur was one of those grihasthas. So Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. His son died at night. Then Srivas Thakur heard that people are crying. Then Srivas Thakur said, you should stop crying. If you are crying, stop the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu, then what I'll do? I'll go and drown in the Ganges and die. That kind of grihastha he was. He said, Srivas, you are not earning money. How you'll maintain? Then he clapped the hand 3 times. Like that. He said, what is the meaning? So I tell Krishna, he'll provide. And Mahaprabhu said, even Lakshmiji has to beg. That can happen. But Srivas, for your maintenance, you don't have to beg. That is called devotion. Grihastha. So, even another example is given, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Another kind of grihastha. Very opulent. Rich, aristocratic. So Mukunda tell Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar, one great Vaishnava has come in Navadvip. Please go and see. He said, okay, let's go. He said, he's Paramahansa. He said, he'll be Babaji type, very renounced. So when he entered into the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, so Pundarik Vidyanidhi was wearing silk cloth, the scented oil, then lying down on a aristocratic bed, someone is fanning, chewing betel nut, taking different aristocratic tasty food. I said, what kind of Paramahansa is this? He was thinking inside. But Mukunda could understand the mood of Gadadhar Pandit. Then Mukunda started chanting a sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho Vakiyan Stalakanakutam from that canto, where the mercy of Krishna is explained. That Putana came to kill him, but Putana became the mother in the spiritual world. What kind of merciful God Krishna is? So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, he started manifesting the symptom of love of God in his body, and his tearing of his clothes and lying on the ground, falling unconscious, tears are flowing. All symptoms of genuine love of God. When Gadadhar Pandit saw that, he said, oh my God, I have committed a great offense. So what is the way out? He said, I have to take shelter. That's why Gadadhar Pandit accepted Pundarik Vidyanidhi as a spiritual master. So that kind of grihastha. So, becoming grihastha is not the goal of our life. Or becoming brahmachari is not the goal of our life. Becoming vanaprastha is not the goal of our life. Becoming sannyasi is not the goal of our life. The goal of our life is to come closer to Krishna. The goal of our life is to develop love for Krishna. If that is happening, then which ashram you are doing that is favorable. But here, Prabhupada is mentioning a nice point. If you enter into grihastha ashram, but if you are not advancing in Krishna consciousness, then what is the use of that ashram? For the sake of having ashram. Ashram means, Lord is the center. Bhavan. In Mayapur, those who have gone, Prabhupada has given the name, Padma Bhavan, Sankha Bhavan, Gada Bhavan, Bhavan. So one Acharya was telling, Bhavan means Bha is there. Bha means Bhagavan, Lord. So when Bhagavan or Lord will be there in the house, that is called Bhavan. But if Lord is not there in the center, if the Bha is taken out, then Bhavan becomes Ban. And what is the meaning of Ban? Forest. And who stays in the forest? All of you know. So as soon as Bha is taken out, then human life becomes animal life. So, center should be Krishna. That's why it's called ashram. Ashram means where you take shelter. Who is our shelter? Krishna is our shelter. So when someone takes shelter jointly with his wife, that is called grihastha ashram. Purpose is the same. But if we are only staying together is not ashram. I was hearing one lecture of His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, and he was telling, he saw a paper cutting in UK itself. And according to UK government, there are 35 kinds of family life, not ashram, but family life. Said, when I saw the list, I thought, my God, I only knew only two kinds of grihastha ashram, grihastha and grihamedi. But UK, the government has recognized 35 categories of family life. So some example he was giving, that husband, wife and their children, one grihastha ashram, which is normal. Then he was giving different model, is explained. Husband, wife. So this wife has previous husband, and she has also her children from the ex-husband, another model. Then husband, wife. Wife is okay, but husband has another wife, and he had children, so another model. So then husband and wife, both have previous wife and husband, both have their children, that's another model. And then husband and wife, both have had their children from the previous wives and husband, and they have their own children, another model. So then another kind of family life now, man, man, women, women. So there's another model. So some man, man, they have their children from his ex-wife. So they have different kinds of models are there. So Krishna is not talking about that kind of ashram. That is modern ashram, manifested. So there are two kinds of ashram according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami is telling, grihastha, grihamedhi. Who is grihastha? Grihastha, whose center of life is Krishna. And who are grihamedhi? Whose center of life is sense gratification. Sota vyadini rajendram ninangshanti sahasrasa apashyatam atmatattam grihesu grihamedhinam. Only staying in house is not the qualification to become grihastha. And how the grihamedhi spend that time? Is explained very nicely. Night time, sex life or sleeping. Daytime, working like a donkey to earn money. That's called grihamedhi. Who is grihastha? Grihastha are those who render their life chanting and hearing about Krishna. That is grihastha life. Focus is Krishna. So therefore, the duty of a wife or a husband is to help each other to become detached from this material world and to become attached to Krishna. That is the purpose of household life. And if that is fulfilled, then grihastha ashram is glorious. Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj was paramhansa from external point of view, internally also he was paramhansa. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a grihastha, having only 11 children. Sometimes people think, Prabhuji, very difficult kids. Learn from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, only 11 kids. But completely focused in Krishna consciousness. And Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj used to come to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why? Because he is Paramahansa. You can have 11 children, you can have 100 children. But you can be Paramahansa, provided you are absorbed in Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, if I knew that I can produce Krishna conscious children, then I have no problem producing 100 children and get married. He said, because I don't have that conviction and faith, so that's why I'm not marrying. He's making a secret point in this, that purpose of grihastha life also to produce children, and those children should be Krishna conscious. One of the duty. So if you have children not Krishna conscious, that putra becomes mutra. And that becomes the cause of bondage. Very risky venture. So accepting grihastha order of life is okay, provided it becomes favorable to advance in Krishna consciousness. So when it becomes unfavorable, just like if there is no mother in the house, because mother is the center of attraction of household life. If there is no mother, there is only house, no home. It's like a desert. So therefore, in these modern houses, there is no mother. And nobody wants to become mother nowadays. And nobody wants to cook. The love is transmitted through food. I was hearing on a Grihastha seminar by a Grihastha couple that bondage of love is built between husband and wife, between family members, between mother and the son, is through food. When mother cooks, that food is a science of developing mother family loving relationship. Why children love so much the mother? Because that child eats the food cooked by the mother, and in that way that bondage of love is developed. Very important. So this is all science. So Vedic system of household life is very scientific. So here Prabhupada is mentioning the point that a wife should help the husband to advance in Krishna consciousness. If that is not there, then there is no need of household life, and he should go to the forest and practice spiritual life under the guidance of other sadhus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question or comment? Time is already up.